Iran ranks first in power generation in Middle East. Iran's UN envoy elected as member of UNICEF Executive Board. Syrian army kills and captures several foreign-backed militants. Head of Bahrain's opposition says Bahrain uprising cannot be suppressed. And Palestinians set up camps in protest against the Zionist regime's settlement building. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of iBryan in English News with me, Ali Machitsas. Sunday marks the march of the anniversary of the 11th Shiite Imam, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him. Iran and Iranians are deeply sad on this occasion. On behalf of the English News Desk, I avail myself of this opportunity to extend my condolences on this very sad occasion. Iran ranks first in the Middle East in terms of electricity generation. Managing Director of Iran Power Generation and Transmission Company said, Iran's electricity industry ranks 14th in the world and first in the Middle East by having an installed power generation capacity of 67,806 megawatts. Humayun Ayari added that Iran is the biggest exporter and importer of electricity in the Middle East and is exchanging power with all regional countries. He further noted that Iran's power exports and imports are set to increase to 15 billion megawatts by the end of the current Iranian calendar year. The Iranian official also pointed out that 99% of the equipment required for power generation, transfer, and distribution is domestically designed and produced. Iran is currently exchanging electricity with Armenia, Pakistan, Turkmenistan, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Nakhchivan, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Iran's permanent ambassador to the United Nations, Mohammad Khazai, has been elected as member of the executive board of the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Khazai, who had been nominated by the body's Asia group, was elected as one of the five presiding members through a voting which was carried out at the UN Economic and Social Council on Friday. The executive board is the governing body of the UNICEF, which provides intergovernmental support and oversight to the organization. It also reviews UNICEF activities and approves its policies, country programs, and budget. The Syrian army has killed several foreign-backed militants, including a commander of the al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group al-Nusra Front, during clashes in the northern city of Aleppo. A rebel hideout was also demolished in Aleppo's countryside on Saturday. And Damascus militants fired an RPG at civilians entering the Yarmouk Palestinian camp and the capital, injuring several refugees. Elsewhere, the Syrian army said it had captured several terrorists behind civilian killings in Hamas city. The arrested militants have confessed to killing army personnel as well as raping and kidnapping women in homes in Hama. Government forces also managed to kill dozens of insurgents in the suburbs of the northwestern city of Idlib. This is while two Syrian soldiers were killed and two others injured while defusing a bomb in the city. Syria has been experiencing unrest since March 2011. Many people, including a large number of army and security personnel, have been killed in the turmoil. According to a UN report, militants from 29 countries have so far entered into Syria to fight against the Damascus government, most of whom are extremist Salafists. Head of Bahrain's opposition party says the revolution cannot be suppressed and it will continue until the demands of Bahrainis are met. Secretary General of Al-Wafaq Party, Sheikh Ali Salman, also criticized the Manama regime for cracking down on the popular uprising across the kingdom. Meantime, Saudi-backed security forces attacked anti-regime protesters across Bahrain. as crackdown on peaceful protests continues in the Persian Gulf country. The regime forces fire tear gas and stun grenades at protesters in capital Manama, injuring several of them. Since mid-February 2011, thousands of pro-democracy protesters have staged numerous demonstrations in Bahrain, calling for the Al Khalifa family to relinquish power. According to local sources, scores of people have been killed and hundreds arrested by Saudi-backed Manama regime troops. Palestinian activists awoke on Saturday from their first night at a protest camp set up in the West Bank village to demonstrate against Zionist regime land grab. Activists established a camp, which they dubbed Bab al-Shams, or Gate of the Sun in Arabic, in a bid to draw attention to Zionist plans to build settlement units in the area, known as E1. In a statement, activists said they were securing land from Zionist regime.
We are here in the Al Karama village as nationalist forces, and we are conducting different activities to affirm the Palestinian right to be here in this place. We have rights, and we are the indigenous owners of this land, and we won't allow for this brutal occupier to roam freely and implement their settlement plans and Judaization of Palestinian lands.
And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Iran ranks first in power generation in Middle East. Iran UN envoy is elected as member of UNICEF executive board. Syrian army kills and captures several foreign-backed militants. Head of Bahrain's opposition says Bahrain uprising cannot be suppressed. And Palestinians set up camps and protest against Zionist regime's settlement building. Several thousand people marched through central Greek capital Athens on Saturday, condemning anti-immigrant attacks in Greece. Our correspondent in Athens has more.
Today, the capital of Greece, Athens, hosted a national rally against the threat of surging fascism and racism. A flock of many thousands of people took to the streets, with attendance estimates at more than 4,000 protesters, according to the Hellenic police. Supported by groups such as the Greek Solidarity Campaign, Solidarity with the Greek Resistance, and many others, organizers underscore that Greek people will not concede to the extreme right, hatred-based bigotry that emanates from a society in distress and a failed political system, all leading to the economic woes Greece is currently trapped in. In debt-strapped Greece, xenophobia and racism are indeed on the rise, with soaring unemployment hovering over 26% and skyrocketing at unheard-of percentages at 60% for the younger age groups. Violent acts against immigrants and foreigners are becoming a routine and are largely considered a byproduct of the economic crisis. In this context, neo-Nazi members of the Golden Dawn Party were successfully elected to parliament and are currently ranking third in the polls. This dynamic will have to be stopped in every single neighborhood of the country, the organizers of today's anti-racist march in central Athens underlined. The protest was peaceful and is considered one of the most successful tokens of citizen-rooted action against racism. While the heat is on in the streets of the Greek capital and protesters are now taking their argument one step further against what is widely perceived a neo-Nazi burst, just days after authorizing the release of a $4.52 billion loan, the International Monetary Fund, one of Greece's troika of lenders, is now insisting on more public layoffs as well as cuts in benefits for the unemployed and families with children. These new demands, coupled with a society in turmoil, could put Prime Minister Antonis Samaras' vow not to impose more austerity measures to the test. In Greece, racism and xenophobia are phenomena on the rise and are considered by many analysts as a direct byproduct of the Greek economic crisis. Today's big march gathered thousands of people in downtown Athens to protest peacefully against phenomena of violence within the Greek society. By many analysts, this march is considered a direct message to both the government and the international creditors of the country that social cohesion is indeed one of the most precious variables to keep into account within the context of a memorandum of understanding. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
A week after France's military attack in Mali, protests against the violation are underway. Demonstrators in Algeria and Egypt have taken to the streets condemning France's military intervention in the West African country. In Algiers, protesters held placards chanting slogans against the French government. Security forces prevented demonstrators from nearing the French embassy. The protesters also slammed their country for allowing France to use its airspace to bomb northern Mali. Elsewhere, Egyptian protesters gathered in front of the French embassy in Cairo, calling on Egypt to withdraw its ambassador to Paris. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi also voiced opposition to the intervention in the African nation, saying the situation must be dealt with wisely. On January 11th, France intervened in Mali by launching aerial attacks. 80 hours after rebels' attack on Algeria's Amanas gas plant, reports say the military operation has come to a standstill. The remark was made by Norwegian foreign minister, saying, according to recent information, the military attacks and operations in the hostage-taking area has ended early morning on Wednesday. A group of armed extremists, leading by one of Al-Qaeda founders, Mukhtar bin Mukhtar, attacked Algeria's Amanas gas plant. Hours after the rebels seized hundreds of employees, Algerian special forces launched an all-out attack in and around the plant due to the attack. Around 600 of the hostages, mostly Algerians, either fled or released by Algerian forces. Officials said around 132 of the hostages were foreign workers. And that's a wrap for now. Join us with the latest updates tomorrow. Goodbye.